Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick. Celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.
Give a pet a home. On our Facebook page, you will see a little poster in relation to a hen rescue, which means it's time to talk to Little Hill Animal Rescue and Sanctuary again. And it's Susan on the line this morning. Morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. Another hen rescue, and there's a picture, a before and after picture on our Facebook page of Vera. Tell us, for an example, what happens in the hen rescue and a little bit about Vera.
When the hens come out, they're kind of a bit shocked and stunned, and obviously a few hundreds of hens all locked in together, they're not going to do very well, so Vera was a particularly sensitive little soul, and she was very shocked coming out. But as you can see, after a couple of weeks of TLC and minding and spoiling, she's now a beauty.
Amazing. Yeah, the difference in her. So tell us the process. What happens? What will you be doing now on the 14th and 15th of September?
Well, we have a couple of four farmers who kind of ring us yearly and tell us that they have a batch that are kind of at the end of their time, which is only a year old, and we will go down, collect them, and or collect as many as we've homed for, and then we drive around the country and try and get them into their new home. So what we do for weeks and months beforehand is beg for homes.
And you don't have, by all accounts, last time we were talking to you, I know there was one cancelled, you have quite a lot of people looking for hens, considering the care and attention they need, don't you? But you need more, obviously.
We do. There's loads of hens. There's hundreds of hens in most of it.
At the
commercial facilities. So, and they don't, say a bit of TLC and a bit of minding, but they're really easy to care for.
Okay.
What sort of size? That's the, I suppose, the thing that people think first is, would I have enough room for some hens? What's the answer to that, as far as what amount of size you need?
I suppose if you have even a smallish back garden, we've tons living in the centre of Dublin City in small back gardens, and they're living very, very happily. What they spend most of their time doing is pecking on the back door, trying to get into the house.
people. Love it. Okay, and as far as what else is in the care of them, so people are aware. So obviously you don't need that big a space. You need to be feeding them. Do they take much feed, hens? How many times?
No, if you've got a couple of hens out the back garden, absolutely not. A bag of feed, gosh, would last you ages, weeks. Mm. And they do definitely need a dog, fox-proof run, and nighttime coop. That's really important. And when they come out somewhere warm to sleep, they need to be kept kind of a bit warmer. But then it's just really good quality layers, pellets mixed maybe with rolled oats, and fresh water every day.
Okay.
And noisy. Are they noisy?
Not really. They do have an egg song that they sing sometimes after they've laid an egg, so that could disturb neighbours.
But an egg song, I love it.
I know, yeah.
This is my egg song.
No, they really do, honestly. That's honestly. But if you keep their nighttime coop, if you block out all light, so cracks under the doors, the window, then they'll stay asleep until you choose to let them out.
I love it. I've always wanted it. I love it. How many hens do you have,
tempted, aren't you?
Yeah, I always
have. Full of questions here.
I love
getting a hen.
I do. I would love hens. Yeah. How many hens do you have, Susan?
Tell
the truth.
Ask a chicken keeper. I say we have about maybe 80 here now, something like that.
Yeah. Jenny Mac. Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
They're really easy to care for.
Okay, well, there you go. You heard Susan say it. If you've thought about getting a hen, now might be the time. You can get in contact. You can look at our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Robin Laura, or indeed your page, Susan, has all the details as well there, doesn't it?
And they do still lay eggs, yeah.
Do they? How much?
So you have your lovely, yummy, healthy eggs every morning. They lay slightly less, maybe about, I suppose their eggs would go down by about 10%, and that's why they're culled yearly.
10%, that's all?
About that,
Jeff. Oh, that's terrible. Okay, brilliant. And I love eggs. So,
anything else, Laura? Any other questions?
Laura. See you next week. All right, thanks, Susan. See you later. Thanks for talking to us. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, all the best. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
So, they have an egg song. Anyway, you such a thing.
Just brilliant. Any suggestions for the hen's egg song?
I am the egg man.
I liked your first one as well.
Yeah.
What was it?
I forget now.
Yeah, you see. Get them into us. 087-77-11-103. You've got a Laura's Dystopia with some interesting facts the way. Yes, thank you for your text, by the way. The N11 is backed up to Newtown. That's from Colin this morning. Lots of other messages talking about the traffic on the N11 northbound. There's a crash, an earlier incident, 3-car collision. Just after Greystones, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's differing reports. It's okay. Just after Barry's Bridge.
Just after Barry's Bridge.
Yeah. Okay. 087-77-11-103. Give a pen of homes back next Thursday.
Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick, celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.